Hey, over here. Hello. No. I was just happened to be here. And I saw you want to get away from Miss Ting right there. That's all. I thought I would give you a hand, but if you want me to... I thought so. Maybe. You know, up close you are a lot cuter than I expected. Nothing, it's just that. The others are always around you, so we talk mostly from the distance. But now, seeing you up close, you're cute. Just what I said, that's all. I know what others say about me, that I'm a stalker. But I was never interested in anyone like this before. Like you. I will be honest with you. Just because we are so close right now in here, in a closed up space. But if you want, I can... Fine. I read your articles. All of them in the Yokai Gazette made me think that you are just like me. Lonely and shy. You always rise from the viewpoint of the weak and helpless. And I can really relate to that. But seeing you doing your regular things and hanging out with those girls like Moka and Kurumu made me realize that it couldn't be further from the truth. You are so much more and I adore it in you. And after seeing me too, and I think... No, I know. I am in love with you. You don't need to say anything, but if you do, I would love you to call me your little snow bunny. Oh, it would be perfect. I would love that. And if you're okay with it too, I want to... No, maybe that's a bit much. I think she is gone now. We can go out if you want to. Never mind. I can still hear her. How do I know? This is my hiding spot. Number 275 to be exact. I know who comes here and who doesn't. Her footsteps are different from who I usually hear. No. I don't know everyone's. It's just hers that I never really hear this way. The number? It's not really important right now, is it? And this isn't my favorite spot anyway. You know, there's a lot of people calling me a stalker. But I only have eyes for one person. And that's you. I must say, it's quite exciting, don't you think? Standing this close to each other in a small space. Just you and me without the others. Do you mind if I just come a little closer to you? You are even cuter this close up. Don't worry about anything. Just focus on me. Your face is all red. Are you warm? Do you want me to cool you down a bit? I can do that for you in no time. After all, I am a snow woman. Or a snow fairy. But for you, you can always call me your little popsicle too. It would make me really happy if you called me that too, you know. After all, it's just you and me here. You can call me whatever you want to. You can even do whatever you want to do with me. I wouldn't mind it at all. You smell so nice, almost like a human. I wonder why is that? You must be somewhere really special. I wonder if one day you would love me just the way I love you. After all, you will be mine one way or another. You don't need to look at me like that. I will, however, use every single persuasion technique to make you mine. And after you are mine, I will have your babies. Even if I have to force you into it, you know. I wanted to tell you that when I first met you, I thought you were just as lonely as I am. Feeling just as alone, weak, and lost like me. But you had friends by your side. And I... You saved me that day more than one way. You showed me not just how great you are, but how much friends mean to you. And until you are ready to love me the way I do. Until then, I want you to know that I will be persistent to make you mine, just like the others. Even if most of the times I am in the back watching you, and trust me, I am watching you a lot of times. I do have a couple of places here, I admit. But don't worry. That being said, do you mind if I lean a bit closer? Just so I can feel you a bit more. You know. I do enjoy this. Being close enough to feel your breath on me. It makes me feel warm. In a different way. I feel like I could melt in a good and not a scary way. And the way you look at me too. If only you could just... Hey, you know what would be perfect if you just... Wait, let me do this for you. To put your hand right here. That's perfect. But you are, my love. You are perfect. With everything you have. I don't mind. And I am here to protect you in every way. I do wish you would tell me what kind of monster you are. Seems like nobody really knows. You're very good at keeping that identity a secret. However, I would love you to tell me. It would be a secret just between us. But if you don't want to, you don't need to feel obligated to. I don't even mind. I have to protect you. Did I say something wrong? I didn't mean to. What I meant is that I will gladly protect my love if you choose to not fight. Actually, we all are, and none of us mind it. But I never said you are weak. I'm sure you have your reasons not to fight, and I admire that. You could have chosen to fight so many times, but you never did. Besides, it's my wifely duty to protect the one I love at all costs, no matter who tries to hurt you. I think she's gone now. But before you go, I want you to know that you can always have a snow cone with me as we watch the sunrise. Wait. Since you are still so red, let me cool you down a bit. Oh my! I'm sorry. I will get you out, just wait a moment.